Moonbeams, change the sea. Penetrate the spooniferous forkosphere of the sea. Mess it up, change the deal. Start with watermelon, get a gourd. Bingo, happens all the time.
Wait a minute, are you telling me that moonbeams can turn a watermelon into a gourd? Is that what you're saying?
Right, gourdaromic contraption. Everybody knows that, you never heard of it?
I didn't say that. Of course I've heard of it. I mean, you're not talking to one of your ordinary ranch mutts. I'm head of ranch security.
Right, guard dog, bark, stuff like that.
That's only part of my job, Eddie. The other part comes in knowing everything about everything, including plants. I'm very familiar with all the technical terms you're using. The problem is that you're such a sneak, I don't trust you.
I can prove it.
I stared into his beady little eyes. You can... I don't think so, Eddie. See, when you're a sneak, nobody believes anything you say.
Test. Gotta test. You know science?
Eddie. Son, science is my middle name. I was doing complicated scientific work before you were born.
Right. Wanna run a test?
Well, I suppose... Wait a second, pal. Slow down. You're going too fast for me. I need to give this some thought. I walked a few steps away and pondered this latest development. I didn't want to become a sucker in another of Eddie's famous deals. I mean, let's face the terrible truth. The guy had fooled me once. Twice. Okay, he'd fooled me several times with his fast talk, and I had no intention of... But on the other hand, if I were totally in charge of the experiment, and he had nothing to do with it... I knew he was wrong about the so-called gourds, and there was only one way to prove it. I marched back over to him and gave him my answer. Okay, Shorty, I'm gonna take you up on your challenge. What's the test? You'll never guess what it was.